The poem I have chosen for the 27th of December in my anthology of poetry, Waiting on the Word, published by Canterbury Press, is Scott Cairn's poem, Nativity. Nativity. As you lean in, you'll surely apprehend the tiny God is wrapped in something more than swaddle. The God is tightly bound within his blessed mother's gaze. Her face declares that she is wrapped by what she holds, beholds, reclines beholden to. She cups his perfect head and kisses him, that even here the radiant compass of affection is announced, that even here our several histories converge and slip just briefly out of time. Which is much of what an icon works as well, and this one offers up a broad array of separate narratives, whose temporal relations quite miss the point or meet there. Regardless, one blithe shepherd offers music to the flock, and just behind him there he is again, and sore afraid, attended by a trembling companion and addressed by Gabriel. Across the ridge, three wise men spur three horses towards a star, and bowing at the icon's nearest edge, these same three yet adore the seated one whose mother serves as throne. Meantime, stumped, the kindly Abba Joseph ruminates, receiving consolation from an attentive dog whose master may yet prove to be a holy messenger disguised as a fool. Overhead, the famous star is all but out of sight by now, yet even so, it aims a single ray, directing our slow pilgrims to the core where all the journeys meet, appalling crux and hallowed cave and womb, where, crouched among these other lowing cattle at their trough, our travellers receive that creatured air and pray.